AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Democratic senators are vowing to oppose a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security following the shooting death of a 37-year-old Minnesota man, increasing the possibility of a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on the ongoing protests in Minneapolis.
Democratic officials and protesters on the streets are demanding that federal immigration officers leave Minnesota after a Border Patrol agent fatally shot a man in Minneapolis. The man was identified by his parents as Alex Preddy. He was a 37-year-old intensive care unit nurse. On Sunday, Democratic Governor Tim Walz said he met with Preddy's parents and promised to continue to tell his story. At a news conference, Walz turned to the camera and asked,
"What's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state? You thought fear, violence, and chaos is what you wanted from us? And you clearly underestimated the people of this state and nation."
The shooting over the weekend drew hundreds of demonstrators into the frigid cold in a city already shaken by another killing weeks earlier. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says information about what led up to Preddy's shooting is limited.
A man was arrested Friday night at a party during the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, for allegedly assaulting a Florida congressman. Democratic Representative Maxwell Frost wrote on X on Saturday that he was punched in the face by a man who told Frost that President Trump was going to deport him. Judges at the International Criminal Court have ruled that former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is fit to stand trial after postponing an earlier hearing over concerns about his health. Duterte is facing charges of crimes against humanity as part of his so-called war on drugs when in office. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Patriots and Seahawks are headed to Super Bowl 60. New England secured its record 12th Super Bowl appearance with a 10-7 win in snowy Denver in the AFC Championship game. Drake May had 65 yards rushing and a touchdown.
We're going to the Super Bowl, that sounds pretty good.
Seattle earned its fourth Super Bowl berth by defeating the LA Rams 31-27 in the NFC title game. Sam Darnold passed for 346 yards and three scores. The NBA postponed games in Memphis and Milwaukee due to a winter storm affecting much of the U.S. Defending champion Madison Keys was knocked out of the Australian Open by fellow American Jessica Pegula in the fourth round, and world number one Scottie Scheffler earned his first win of the year by four strokes at the American Express. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.